This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says government effortful to save lives of people. Supreme Court orders to hear all writs against dissolution of House of Representatives in its constitutional bench. Health Ministry reports 7,226 corona recoveries and 6,939 cases of new infection in the past 24 hours. Finance Ministry ensures 410 million rupees for 41 hospitals to fight against COVID-19. And US rapidly planning to evacuate Afghan interpreters. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said that the government is effortful to protect the lives of the people in this critical hour of COVID-19 outbreak. Addressing the 22nd Establishment Day of the National Human Rights Commission virtually yesterday, Prime Minister Oli argued that the government was continuously effortful to control the pandemic and to save people. He added that the government's efforts alone made it possible to vaccinate the people despite the fact that Nepal has not produced any vaccines against COVID-19. He added that the government was always alert to create a free and fearless environment to NHRC in the areas of safeguarding the human rights. Prime Minister Oli said the government was paying attention to control the organized crimes and ensure social justice and a dignified life to the citizens. The Supreme Court has decided to conduct hearing into all writs against the dissolution of the House of Representatives in the Constitutional Bench. The single bench of Chief Justice Cholendra Samsara Rana ordered that the 19 writs that were brought for hearing in the regular bench would be sent to the Constitutional Court. With this order, hearing into all 30 writs against the House of Representatives' dissolution would take place in the Constitutional Bench today. 146 members of the dissolved House of Representatives and 26 other writ petitioners are for the reinstatement of the House of Representatives. Four other writs have also been filed calling reappointment of Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli as the Prime Minister. The Health and Population Ministry has reported 7,226 recoveries from the coronavirus infection in the past 24 hours. Likewise, the ministry has reported 6,939 new infection cases in the past 24 hours. Now, Nepal has 116,400 active cases out of more than 542,000 cases. Likewise, the ministry has recorded 106 corona-related deaths in the past 24 hours. This has pushed Nepal total corona-related death toll to 6,951. A week-long strict prohibitory order announced in the Kathmandu Valley has come into effect from midnight yesterday. Kathmandu District Chief District Officer Kali Prasad Rizal said during the prohibitory order, the groceries would also remain shut from the 28th of May to the 3rd of June. Considering the possible problems people might face, the district administration has made arrangements for general people to purchase food items from the Food Management and Trading Company Limited, FMTCL, and Soil Trading Corporation Limited, STC. To get the food item delivered to home, the customer should place the order by phone dialing the number provided in the website of the Kathmandu District Administration Office for the same. Legal experts have suggested House of Representatives Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota to focus on generating public opinions to safeguard the House of Representatives under the constitutional framework. Speaker Sapkota yesterday held discussions with constitutionalists and legal practitioners regarding his role to give an outlay to the current political situation created after the House of Representatives' dissolution on 22nd of May. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Wow, real mai chito.
Download ta jane fast.
Hey guys,
किन छ त्यस्तो फास्ट
एनटीसीको 4G
प्रस्तुत छ नेपालस फास्टेस्ट 4G LTE एडवांस नेटवर्क का साथ
यो त साच्चै नै फास्ट रहेछ
पछिल्लो पुस्ताको एनटी 4G LTE बिना रोकटोक 250 Mbps सम्मको डाउनलोड साथै HD मुभीजको भरपूर मजा एनटी 4G LTE सुचारू गर्नका लागि डायल गर्नुहोस् *444# नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक आफ्टर द शॉर्ट ब्रेक वी कन्टिन्यू विथ द रेस्ट अफ द अपडेट्स The Ministry of Finance has ensured resources for managing pediatric ICU and ICU ventilators for treating serious COVID-19 illness in children. The Finance Ministry has assured availability of 410 million rupees for the 41 hospitals in the country. The Finance Ministry has been ensuring budget for corona prevention and treatment as per the demand of the Health Ministry. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has received an election commission's report, including a report on the recently held National Assembly election results. Joint spokesperson of the commission, Komal Thamala, said the report includes all details of the by-election process, including the election result. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba has demanded that the government focus its attention to control coronavirus pandemic and treat COVID-19 patients well. He urged the government to introduce special economic package for general people, small entrepreneurs, relief to the workers. Issuing a statement yesterday, President Deuba reminded that government was repeatedly made aware to be sensitive to control the spread of coronavirus and treat the infected ones well. Meanwhile, Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba has expressed the belief that the Supreme Court would give justice on the writ petition filed by majority number of parliament for the protection of the constitution and democracy. You're listening to Radio Nepal, ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. The United States is rapidly making plans to evacuate Afghans who worked for the American military ahead of September's troop pullout, a top general has said. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley said a significant number of interpreters and other employees could be targeted by Taliban militants. As many as 18,000 Afghan nationals have applied for U.S. visas to immigrate to the United States under a special program. The UN Human Rights Council has voted to investigate violence in recent conflict between Israel and Hamas. The body has approved the resolution brought by a group of Islamic countries by 24 votes to 9. But the United States said the decision threatened to endanger progress in bringing calm to the region. At least 242 people were killed in Gaza and 13 were killed in Israel during 11 days of fierce fighting that ended on Friday with an Egyptian brokered truce. The violence came after weeks of spiraling Israeli-Palestinian tension in occupied East Jerusalem, which culminated in clashes at a holy site revered by both Muslims and Jews. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at many places of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 22.8 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 18.8 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says government effortful to save lives of people. Supreme Court orders to hear all writs against dissolution of House of Representatives in its constitutional bench. Health Ministry reports 7,226 corona recoveries and 6,939 cases of new infection in the past 24 hours. Finance Ministry ensures 410 million rupees for 41 hospital to fight against COVID-19. And U.S. rapidly planning to evacuate Afghan interpreters. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.nb for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.